Well, listen, it's a big weekend for Derry football, Eamon. The minors, obviously, in the Ulster final against Monaghan, and the seniors also playing Monaghan on Saturday evening as they start their All-Ireland series. But there's a spring in the step of Derry football at the moment, with both age groups going very well, and in particular with the seniors coming off the back of achieving a first back-to-back Ulster titles since the mid-70s. So they'll be buoyed by that, and they'll be heading into the Monaghan game full of confidence.
Yeah, it certainly is, actually. You know, Derry football's in a bit of a high, you know, this last 2 years, really, with the senior success. Back-to-backs have only ever happened once before, so there's a feel-good factor in Derry, and that's sort of bounced on to the minors as well, you know, and they've put in a good season so far, so we're looking forward to seeing them against Monaghan Sunday evening as well.
Yep. As for the seniors, obviously beaten Monaghan already in the championship, with about 8 points, was it, to spare it in the semi-final stage, so they know them well. Both these teams know each other very well, but I suppose the fact that Derry came through a really, really tight Ulster final will put them in a buoyant mood going into this game.
Yeah, I suppose everybody knew that, you know, Armagh were gonna really put it up to them. We probably waited to half time in that Ulster final, really, for them to put the shoulder to the wheel. And whenever the likes of Super Campbell came on and Ethan Rafferty started coming out, you know, they really went for it, and that's when we had to see the real character of the Derry team. So in fairness to them, you know, and especially with the events that happened that week, it was always going to be a tough one. So, I thought it was an extraordinary show of character for Derry to come through that final. Obviously, when it gets to penalties, and I don't think it should be penalties to decide a provincial final, but that's the way it is. So, that's a lottery in a way. But so it could have went either way. But for them not to lose the game, you know, and to go on and win it in penalties was massive, and yeah, so they take great confidence in that. But they deserve it. They've worked really hard, and they're a very strong group of players. You know, a small but a close-knit group of players. You know, so I suppose Mullen, I was up at home that day. There was a huge crowd up there, and Mullen came up fully expecting to possibly beat Derry, haven't beat Tyrone. So, they sort of maybe let themselves down a wee bit that day. Derry had one of those days, everything, you know, went perfectly. I think it scored 121 or something, very few wides, great shot selection. So, you would imagine on the tighter Celtic Park pitch that, you know, Monaghan will maybe, you know, certainly not score as much, I don't think, on Saturday evening against Monaghan. And you would think that Monaghan will keep it closer. I still fancy that they are going to be too strong. But there's a lot to be said for a 4 week break too, Oisin. So we'll see. It's going to be interesting.
Yeah, the longer break obviously did suit Mayo against Kerry the last day down, and that opening round fixture. Monaghan will be hoping for something the same, and I'm sure Monaghan would have watched probably as well the way Armagh took on Derry, and if there was any kinks there, how to expose it.
Well, that's it. From a Monaghan point of view, you know, you'd be sitting there thinking, you know, this is the time to catch Derry. You know, they had a tough Ulster final, went to extra time, went to penalties. Then there would have been celebrations, obviously, that followed that, and you're thinking, look, now's the time to get them in the first, first go in the qualifiers. So, look, there's a lot of improving to do. I'm sure over the 4 weeks they'll have looked at the tactical side, especially whenever the draw came out that they knew Derry was going to be first up. So, but imagine now that they'll. Certainly, I couldn't believe, you know, that Derry were getting their shots away as easy from the 35 meter line, really, you know, against Monaghan. So you'd imagine the push up a little bit harder in that day. I know, they'll be disappointed in that day, but I know that everything went right for Derry that day. But no, I'm sure they'll have the last day, probably, you know, Chrissy McCaig completely got handling Jack McCarron. I think McCarron was taken off, so they'll be looking more at the likes of him and even, you know, Conor McManus as well. They'll be looking the big names to perform for them, I would say.
Brendan Rodgers said after the Ulster final very quickly that there was another prize on offer that they want to be involved in. And obviously the Sam Maguire is what he was talking about. Do you feel Derry can be in the mix this year, Eamon?
Well, I do, because, you know, I don't think Monaghan will be in the mix for that, for Sam Maguire. I don't. But I still think Armagh and Derry will both be in the mix for that. I think, you know, Kerry and Dublin will be in the mix for that. I think Mayo and Galway will be in the mix for that, you know. So There's six or seven teams, and I think Derry's one of them. And you know, I just don't think.
Can they go top four, top
two? Oh, they certainly can. Aye, they can. They can go to an All Ireland final. You know, I don't think Kerry's as strong as they were last year. Results have proved Mayo took them, and I don't think Dublin's as strong as they were. You know, so look, people are saying that Galway look at the on-form team, but you know, it's hard to know. I think it's wide open this year, and certainly Derry, you know, they have a decent draw there for the qualifiers, you know, with Mullen and Donegal and Clare, so they might be too far away. I expect Derry to, I know it's going to be difficult against Mullen and against Donegal next week. I do expect Derry to come top of the group and to get straight into the quarter final, you know, so that's probably a help where they do get a wee break there, you know.
Yeah. Let's move to the Minors on Sunday evening. A seventh final for the county in 9 years, and given the way they have performed since they lost that Jim McGuigan League final to Donegal, Derry have been very, very impressive, and you know this group well, been involved with the under-16s. There's quite a few of your group up at minor level. They'll be raging hot favourites, will they, for this one on Sunday?
They'll be favourites. I'm not sure about raging hot. I don't know enough about Monaghan, but I know that Derry did beat them well in the earlier stages of the championship. You know, but we did have to be honest. We did expect to see a Derry thrown final, but I mean Monaghan obviously beat them in merit and came through the extra time way and came through the penalties. But if you look at, you know, if you're looking at Monaghan's other results apart from the Derry game, like, you know, the big ones there. So they're obviously a strong team, but yes, I do know the Derry team well. I know the management well. I see them as a strong outfit. I've watched them a couple of times. They're just very strong all over the park, and I expect them to give Monaghan a real good game. I don't know enough about Monaghan. I haven't seen enough of Monaghan to be able to say, but I do expect a Derry one again here, Oisin.
Yeah. Is there a few top quality players within that minor group that you can see will be senior stars down the line?
That's always very hard to say, you know. Certainly boys there, you know, as I say, you mentioned some of the younger boys that I work with, like, you know, the likes of James Sargent there and Eamon Young are special talents that still have another year at minors, you know. I know people from outside of the county will probably know about Finn McIlderney, who, you know, is small in stature but massive in heart, you know. So he's another one for the future. It's just very difficult to say, like, you know, but certainly plenty of them will be knocking on the door, Oisin, and so many things can happen now, you know, over the next few years that things work out and don't work out. But I expect that there'll be three or four of those lads featuring for Derry seniors and years to come, you know.
Yeah. At times, from our point in Donegal, looking at Derry and Tyrone, you'd be in awe of the conveyor belt of young footballers that are coming through. And one man that has managed a lot of them and has had a huge input, particularly at the minor age group for Derry, is manager Damien McAuleen. He's been vital in all that, especially from back in 2014-2015.
Definitely, Damien's a good record, and I go back to that time, and you know, Derry's record in the minors wasn't so good. Oisin, it maybe been five or six in the days of the old style format, maybe five or six straight knockouts in a row, and Damien came in and turned that around. And I'm not sure what the record is. There'll be a few Ulster finals in there, and a couple of success. He took Derry to the 2017. Minor final, and then went straight in with a senior job for 2 or 3 years. So he's loads of experience. He's a good man. He's a knowledgeable man. He has a very good backroom team there with him. You know, like Anton Moore's a highly rated coach. Gavin McGeehan's highly rated. You have Owen McNichol there with the S&C, and Murdo O'Brien that was working with the 16s last year. So it's a good team there. And, you know, as I say, I've seen him a few times, and you can see there's top quality coaching those young lads will get. So have to hand it to Damien, fair play to him, and you know, he has done a lot. I suppose it's not just about the management team, the structures are good there. Chris Collins done a good job up there and his role, so they've got things right over the last 8, 9, 10 years, certainly, you know.
Yeah. Just finally then, a Derry double over Monaghan at the weekend would be a good few days' work, Eamon.
Well, I know, you know, I'm biased, but I I do fancy us for success in both. I think it'll be closer against Monaghan in the senior match than it was at TD Park. I certainly think it'll be maybe possibly 4 or 5 pointer, and I think it could be similar at Armagh. But I'm saying that without having seen Monaghan this year, you know. So I'm expecting a double, and no matter what happens, you know. At least, you know, we're going to see these teams, both these teams, the seniors and the minors, we're going to see them again, you know, in the next couple of weeks as well.
We look forward to the football this weekend. Enjoy it, Eamon. Many thanks for joining us on Highland Sport.
Good man. Thank you, Yoshi.